Hey everybody, this is Sophie, and welcome to episode 347 of the Big Boo Cast. We are so excited this week because Melanie and I get to talk on this episode with our great friend Travis Cottrell. He is one of our favorite people in the world and has been our guest on the podcast more than anybody else. Travis is a worship pastor in Nashville. He also leads worship at Beth Moore's Living Proof Live events. He's so gifted. And he also happens to have a new album coming out at the end of this week. We totally forgot to talk about it, but you can be on the lookout for that. There's a link in the show notes. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. Our most recent episode is with Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Golly, it was an informative episode. Thanks to Dr. Mary Claire about perimenopause and menopause. That's at patreon.com/bigboo. Also, Amazon's always there if you'd like to see the things that we love and love to use at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 347. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey y'all, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Hey everybody, it's Travis. It's Fry Daddy.
Yay! The best podcast days are the ones where Trav joins us.
Yes,
absolutely. And I get nervous every time I have to say it. Like, am I really saying, hey, it's Travis, it's Fry Daddy? Am I saying it?
Yeah.
Am I being punked? Is this real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's well, real. You are being punked, but it also is real. So both those things can be true. Hey, we're real happy to have you with us. We're all y'all super low energy today. And so we're determined that we're gonna fake some vim and vigor during this podcast episode.
That's right. Yes. We're going to try. But we're just in the dog days of summer. I mean, really I feel are. Like you hit mid-July and I'm like, can I at least get to August? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just like so that there's like some relief in sight, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Listen, Travis, I told Melanie this before you got on the recording, but we went to dinner last night with our friends, Steph and Joey and their daughter, Ella. And I was so hot in that restaurant that Joey, I think, eventually felt sorry for me and went and asked the manager if they could please turn down the air. But it was like, it wouldn't have mattered. It was a crowded restaurant. There was nothing they could do to make it cool enough. And everybody was going to get dessert afterwards. And I looked at David and said, no, I'm going home. I've had it. Like, I just want to be in my house where I can control the air conditioner and I can be cool. And I'm not willing to put myself in situations where I have to sit in the mercy of somebody else's energy conservation and or management. Like you can put the thermostat where you want to, but I don't have to participate in that if it's uncomfortable for me. You understand what I'm saying?
We lost her. This has become a thing.
We lost her.
Oh, what? There you are.
Yeah.
We lost
here
you.
Here I am. Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. I know. We lost you for a minute. You said the thermostat is where we lost you.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I don't want to be at the mercy of anybody else's thermostat if they don't have the same vision for their thermostat that I do. So.
No,
that's where you I know. Am.
We would have never said that 20 years ago, but here we are.
I don't know. Like, I might have said it 20 years ago, but maybe just not with. I wouldn't have had the same degree of determination about it. I would have been kinder about it. But now I'm not.
Mm-mm. You keep cutting out, Soph. I hate to tell you.
Oh yeah. No. Well,
I know.
That was only, it was twice.
Yeah, it was
when
twice.
When you're there, you're really clear.
Yeah, you are, but then you just.
That's me, ever the optimist.
Well, I think probably, though, the thing is, it's recording fine on my end. It's just, it's cutting out for y'all.
Okay.
So I think it probably is still getting me. I think it's just, it's.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes. Well, okay.
If we give you like a knowing, in the wrong place, just we're pretending.
Uh-huh. Do y'all want to switch to Zoom? You want to switch to Zoom?
No. I think we're fine.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I think it'll be fine. I feel like though it's because we've all hit the age, you know what we are, because we're all in our 50s. It's the get off my lawn age. So it's like.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I might have felt it. Well, I still don't feel it because, you know, I'm always cold. I'm wearing a jacket right now. Mm. But you know, like we don't care to say it at this point.
Travis, you should see the look on my face when you just said you were wearing a jacket. I know. Like, if you had seen me in person, you would have thought, is Sophie mad at me? Because the look on my face just now, like, what do you even mean a jacket? I don't even know what that means.
I'm always cold. Like,
wow.
I just.
Good for you.
I was in, we were in Sacramento, California this weekend, and it was 110 degrees. And I don't.
And you had on a jacket?
I don't think I ever took a jacket off.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I? Wow. I can't remember. Wow.
But this is what happens. As men get older, they stay cold. And as women get older, we stay hot. And I don't understand it. It's one of my questions for God when we get to heaven. I don't understand.
So what's the thermostat on at your house, Travis, during the daytime?
We keep it right at like 68.
Oh, that's reasonable. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Angela's always hot. And I mean, I think that people come to visit us and they freeze to death. Like, I don't know. I think thermostat's relative, like a couple degrees, give or take, between houses, like how it reads. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, it feels 50. I'm so cold all the time.
I'm going to tell you that any woman over the age of 45 who comes to your house is so grateful for that thermostat in 68.
Listen to me. I sound like that.
Listen
to me, Linda. Listen, I sleep with a heated mattress cover.
Stop. Oh, what is even happening?
So Angela, if I forget to turn it on, she's even gracious enough. So it has dual controls. So it's split down the middle, but I turn it on or she turns it on for me onto seven out of 10, like an hour before I go to bed.
Do you have burns on your legs?
No, but then when I get to bed, I turn it off. Because if I wake up in the middle of the night and it's on, that's a little much.
Okay. Mm.
But like just to slide into bed with that mattress cover heated. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, Melanie, gosh. I don't know about you, but it makes me feel like I can't breathe.
No, I feel hot. I'm just picturing Travis in like a stocking, like nightcap, and it's like hot tea, like Papaw. He's taking off his house slippers as he gets into his heated bed. That sounds terrible.
And I tuck myself in with that heated bed, and I play my words with friends until I go to sleep.
Yes. Okay, that I think is an interesting question for all of us. So, Travis, you're playing words with friends until you go to sleep. I'm watching TikTok until I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Melanie, you just get in bed and go to sleep, right? You don't usually.
No, I don't, because Perry's been in bed for like 5 hours before I go. Like, so he's been asleep.
Right.
Papaw Shankle has been in bed for a long time. So I have to do whatever I'm going to do on the couch before I go into the bedroom. So when I go into our bedroom, it's already dark, everything, it's lights out. So I just go in there and go to bed.
Okay. That's probably healthier than, you know, like being in bed watching TikTok. Until the little warning person comes on TikTok and says, "Are you still scrolling?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am." Don't judge me. I'm still scrolling, ma'am. I am.
Don't judge. And here's the thing about me is I know if I'll sit on the couch and read before bed, I'm going to sleep so much better. So you know what I do? I watch reels on Instagram instead.
That's same. I sleep so much better if I'll read before I go to sleep than if I watch TikTok, but I always pick TikTok. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yep. 100% of the time. So. Listen, these days I need all the help with mental clarity that I can get. I can walk in a room and totally forget what I was about to do. So if there's something that I can do to help that, then I am all for it. Whether I'm on my way to the gym, if I'm on the go, or just between meals with the family, Mosh protein bars are the smart snack to keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. They have 6 delicious flavors. Each Mosh bar comes packed with 12 grams of protein and brain-boosting ingredients like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s at 160 calories and only 1 gram of sugar. Mosh protein bars are the guilt-free snack your brain and body will crave. I am trying so hard to get as much protein these days as I can, and Mosh has become the perfect way to do that. Your brain is your number one tool, which is why Mosh protein bars were expertly formulated by top neuroscientists and functional nutritionists to support optimal brain health. I love the cookie dough crunch and the peanut butter chocolate crunch because those are my favorite flavor profiles no matter what I'm eating. And it's so good to satisfy my sweet tooth with something that is actually good for me. I love that I can grab them on the run. So don't settle for a mediocre snack when you can nourish your body and mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. Whether you're at the gym, on the go, or living your best life, Mosh Protein Bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. Head to moshlife.com/bigboo to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 mouthwatering flavors. moshlife.com/bigboo.
Melody, we're not connected on TikTok, so I can't send you things, and I try not to oversend you, Sophie. But I do, if something is just, I think this is going to hit you right down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I send it to you. Like that kid that knew all the NFL music.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
This kid knew all the different NFL things and would come in with the voiceover. Like he could repeat the voiceover that happens on every different broadcast.
Like he would hear 2 seconds and he would go, NFL on CBS. And he's like, and he's like 4.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't be older than 4
yeah.
or 5.
Yeah. I saw a kid last night on, maybe like 7 or 8 years old, who apparently is some fiddle prodigy, which, you know, TikTok, if it could tell stories about all of us, the tales it would tell. But for some reason, TikTok thought, oh, you're going like this fiddle prodigy. Mm-hmm. And so it was this little kid. He was on the Grand Ole Opry with Ricky Skaggs and he was playing the fiddle. He was really good. And then he came out with some vocals and he sounded like he was about 29 years old. And it really threw me. But very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Hmm. I'm singing on the Opry this weekend.
You Stop are it. Travis.
I mean, not as an artist, just I'm subbing. So I do this every now and then. One of my friends is one of the background singers in the house band.
Okay.
And so when he goes on vacation, he'll call me to sub. And I'm like, absolutely.
So
I'm
who are you singing background for?
Well, so it's whoever uses the house band. So I did it last week and we sang for Jeannie Seeley and Wade Hayes.
Okay.
But it was a full night. There were like 8 artists that night. You know, there's 4 and 4 because there are 2 shows a night. But there were only 2 that used background vocals. So I go, you know, you listen to the music, you make number charts and you practice 1 time with them. And then you walk right to the stage and boom, you do it. It's invigorating and thrilling just because it's musically challenging. Like you have to do it just like instantaneously, instantly. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. So, okay. But the reason I say it is because Ricky's on this Sunday, the night I'm on it Sunday.
Okay.
And I can't wait.
Okay. Let me just ask you this. Have you seen the TikTok of the, and you may have seen them on Reels, Melanie, of the guy and girl who do background vocals, like pretend background vocals for the different people that are so funny. Mm-hmm. So that's my question, Travis. Do you have to do any motions?
No motions.
Okay.
No motions.
Okay.
Like it's pretty old school. Like it's like we walk on stage. We haven't practiced on the stage. Like we practice in a circle with like the most incredible musicians you've ever met in your life. Like, when I tell you they've listened to the song that day, they've written out a chart, a number chart, and then they get together, they're literally sitting like in those metal chairs from like the Church Fellowship Hall in 1975, like with their own little amp.
Okay.
And you got the steel player here, the piano over here, fiddle guy, bass, drums. For the rehearsal, he's just playing on one little snare. There's no click. There's no stems. There's no fancy anything like new artists do. They just like, you're going to do it like they do it. And they are impeccable. And the artists come and they'll stand right in the middle of the circle. And the 4 singers, we just sit back on our little side and we sing through the song. And we never do it on the stage until we do it on the stage. Like, it's so, right in that moment.
So, and you don't know the other people you're singing with until you get there, I'm guessing. Do you?
The other background singers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know them because Nashville's a small community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're like the regulars.
Okay.
So, and I know them now and they're all friends and I've sung with some of them in like other places, but it's such a fun experience. I mean, I hope they're not listening when I say I would do it just like for free. And nobody's getting rich doing it. Let me tell you that either. Like,
right,
it's just like it's a job to these very, very highly skilled musicians. It's really incredible.
Okay. That's so fascinating.
Yeah. It's fun.
Okay.
It really is. Because I can't imagine having to go into something like that cold. Mm-mm. And then, like, I don't know, listen to your note right here. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what y'all do, but la 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 la.
It's crazy. Like, we listen to the recording, and if a background singer sings, if they sing a note, we have a lyric sheet and we write the number that they're singing. Do you know what the national number system is?
I've heard of that for my sister, but I don't have any understanding of it.
So,
but
for instance, it's like
1-4-3 something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just assigning a number to, like, if you're in the key of C and it's C, D, E, F, G, well, then, you know, years ago, they created the solfege system, which is do, re, mi, fa, so, and then it's just attaching a number to those. So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you hear the key that you're in and you're like, okay, soprano, you're on the 1 here. Alto, you're on the 5. Tenor, you're on the 3. And the bass, you're on the low 1. And then you're just reading the numbers as fast as you're reading the lyrics.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I can't. Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I don't.
What a talent.
I couldn't have numbers messing up my music. That would really throw me. Like, has entered the chat. I'm like, no, thank you. No.
Well, it's so fun to see, like, you know, when a new artist comes in and they've got their social media people and they've got that, you know, they're bringing their cameras in and all this kind of stuff. And then, like, last week, for instance, Wade Hayes, who had a bunch of hits years ago, just walks in by himself, is in his dressing room by himself. Just, you know, he's just here to sing tonight, and he's going to go right back home.
Wow.
It's so fun to see those, you know, chill older artists that are just there to do it. They just love it.
Wow.
They just love it.
I love that.
Summer is the time to make memories with your kids. Whether you're staying home or heading out on adventures, KiwiCo invites kids and kids at heart to celebrate the season of discovery through hands-on fun. KiwiCo delivers monthly science and art projects that turn curiosity into creativity. From creating giant bubbles to experimenting with ice cream, kids will learn in a seriously fun, hands-on way. Here's why I love KiwiCo. Summers can be full of, I'm so bored, but KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside and explore and keeps them off their screens. It comes in a package that you have everything that you need for your kids to do a fun project, to keep them occupied and to have something to do. And there really is something no matter what your kid's age or their interest. You can have an awesome summer with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BIGBOO.
Okay, so this is adjacent to that, because I thought yesterday, I want to know, and Melanie mentioned this too, what are you listening to this summer, Travis? Like, what's going on when it's just you in the car? Who are you listening to?
What do you think?
I don't know. What, seven, you're listening to Yacht Rock,
I mean,
I'm guessing.
I'm listening to Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I've been a little bit thrown this summer because I've had three projects. I've been, like, two of them I started from scratch in the spring. And so, like, most of the summer I've been approving mixes through, you know, the different stages of mm-hmm. two Christmas things and then this record found that's releasing. So I've had to listen to my own dang self, which has been a real downer. But I will tell you,
That's not a downer, Travis Cottrell.
Uh-huh. It's a downer if you're yourself.
I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like editing a podcast of yourself for 6 hours. I mean, like, right. Like, if I hear myself again, I'm going to punch myself mm-hmm. in the nose. But I will tell you, something that just came out and I haven't stopped listening since it did is Nathan Knuckles did an instrumental record,
which I am adding to my library right now because I saw Christy's post about it and thought about it, and then I forgot to add it. And I am so in the mode of writing music right now, and I think this is going to be just the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not what you think it is. It's not like – it's not just like pretty hymn piano. It's like – I mean, like H-Y-M-N. Mm-hmm. It's different. I mean, it's just beautiful, and there's just a lot of space in it. And to be honest, if I – sometimes that's what I need. Like, because my life is so filled with words, my own stupid words included, that when I get in the car, I like to just, or listen to music, I like just have space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the same lately. I've thought even a couple of times this summer, because it used to drive me crazy when I would get in the car with my mama when I was little, and she would always have the, like, a Ferrante and Teicher 8-track in the car. No, like some kind of, like, some sort of piano duo. And it would drive me insane because I just wanted words. And now I understand, because when I get in the car, a lot of times I need a break from words. I just need to be quiet. And so I love a good instrumental a whole lot. Mel, what are you listening to? What's been your soundtrack?
I'm always, my yacht rock is like on repeat for sure.
Same. Yeah.
Right.
So that's, Caroline introduced me to Noah Kahan, and I've been listening to a lot of Noah Kahan this summer. And
is this country, like Texas country?
No, it's a little more, what would I liken him to? It's just good. Y'all would really like him. He's a great songwriter. It's very mellow. It's, you know, I love a singer-songwriter. I like somebody who writes good lyrics. It's why I love Zach Bryan. I feel like Noah Kahan is like the pop is the wrong word, but he's more the mainstream version of a Zach Bryan in terms of just his sound. I just really like him. So that has been that. I've been listening to a lot of, just kind of independent indie folk type stuff, I feel like. But that's all my writing thing, because when I'm writing, I like to see how people use lyrics and all that. And then, you know, when I'm in my car, a lot of T Swift. I mean, you know, I just, she's my go-to if I need to listen. I mean, the Cruel Summer bridge, I've sung it 752 times.
Listen, have y'all talked about the T-Swift phenomenon this summer on a podcast yet? Because I took my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, Melanie went. And I went. So we've talked about her experience, but y'all, please feel free. I haven't been, but...
Trav, tell me. There's nothing like it. Is it just unbelievable?
Nothing. There is nothing like it. I've never seen a more giving artist.
Like, yes.
For 3.5 hours, she just gave and gave and gave emotionally, just physically, like her talent. It just, I mean, I was in awe.
Yeah. It's like she's running a marathon night after night after night. Like, I don't know how she does it. And the fact that she's done it all summer long, like consistently, and done it so well. And it's never like she's phoning it in, because I watch on Reels every night to see, like, what happened at this show? What did she do tonight?
What was the secret song?
What did she say?
Did any of the stage malfunction tonight?
Yes.
And how did she respond?
Yes, because she just does it all with so much grace. And she's just, there's nobody like her. It's just unbelievable. Like, I really have thought, would I like to fly to Sweden to go see her in concert next summer? I would. Would Perry probably divorce me if I spent that money? Yes, he would. But it might be worth it. Right. It's just so good.
Listen, life is full of choices, right? Full of choices.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So, Mel, I have a Texas artist that I hope you know about.
Oh, tell me.
I've been listening to this guy for a couple of years, and I may have mentioned him on a podcast, but when I tell you, it might be the best country voice I've ever heard in my life.
Oh.
I really mean it. He looks about 15. He's 27. Uh-huh. His name is William Beckman.
Oh, 100%. Love William Beckman.
Tell me I'm wrong.
He's so good. Oh, my gosh. Caroline got to meet him. He did a little small concert in Marble Falls, which is where her boyfriend is from. And they went, and she got to meet him. And just the nicest guy and so incredibly talented.
Right. I ran into him at the airport a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I couldn't help myself. I was like, hey, listen, dude, I'm not weird. I have a son your age. This is all good. We're good here. But I just want to tell you, you're the best country singer I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. He didn't even know he didn't even know who that was coming from either, I bet.
No, he sure. Well, I mean, he didn't know who I was. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh. That is, I love William Beckman. I think he's so good. And he's like such an up and comer, but it's fun watching him, like, all of a sudden start playing bigger and bigger places. You know, like, people are starting to find out about him.
It's true. And I will say this, that when I first heard him, I mean, he had like 3,000 followers on Instagram or something. And I sent him a message. I said, listen, I'm sending your profile to a friend of mine who's a producer because you're incredible. Well, I did send it to my friend and they met and they wrote a song together. And he sent me a thank you. I didn't bring that up when I accosted him in the airport. the guy, what my friend said, you know, William he doesn't seem to be really interested in big commercial success. Like he really wants to be artistic with his choices. Mm-hmm. And he wants to do that narrow road, that kind of like Radney Foster.
Yeah.
Lyle Lovett, you know,
yeah.
Like he wants to just really keep his thing.
Love that.
And so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see. No, but he seems like a great kid. We love him. We're big William Beckman fans.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I've gotten some good stuff to listen to just from listening to y'all talk about these things.
I know.
Hey, Sophie, the best place to hear William is TikTok and to scroll deep, scroll way down, because like some of his early stuff, he was just throwing, you know, when a new artist just throws stuff to the wall, see if it sticks. And he covers some James Taylor and some Keith Urban and some Frank Sinatra. Like you just go scrolling for a while.
Say no more. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like you've given me an assignment and yes. I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to be into it. And I thank you because, you know, I love a deep dive on somebody I haven't heard before. So
these days, we are all trying to save money everywhere we can. And one of the best ways I've found to do that is by using Thrive Market. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my organic grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. As a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I'm saving over 30% each time on some of my favorites. And not only does Thrive Market save me money, but they also save me time. I love that there are filters on their website and the app. They have over 70. So no matter what you're looking for, you can find it. You can curate your own shopping experience with the click of a button and trust that it's made with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. I am all about trying to get more grains and protein in my diet right now, and so Thrive Market's selection of granola is my new favorite with Greek yogurt. I love their whole grain double dark chocolate chip. It's like one of the best granolas I've ever had, and the strawberry cashew crunch. I love to get my Chomps beef sticks from Thrive Market because it's a great way to get protein in the middle of the day, and there is so much more. They have so many great health supplements that I use. I love the Ancient Nutrition collagen protein powder to add to my coffee. Thrive Market is a score for me. You can join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo. So Travis, what else is going on with the Cottrells? Because you have like another college graduate, right?
Right.
Everybody's grown up. Everybody's so big.
Everybody's grown up and so big. They're so big.
She's so big.
That's my skipper voice. Mm-hmm. I usually don't bring that out in public, and look what I did. Everybody's great. Jack and Samantha are so happy. They're young newlyweds. We're both working full time.
Yes.
They bought their first house this year. Happy, well, gardening.
Oh.
They're way into cooking and health and like, you know, he makes his own mayonnaise. I mean, you know, like they're doing that kind of stuff. He makes his own corn tortillas.
Uh-huh. And you look at your kids, because this is how I look at Caroline sometimes. You look at him and you know in your mind that he's old enough, but you're like, how do you know how to make your own mayonnaise? Like how?
Listen.
How did you figure that out?
He has passed me. He's passed me in every way. Every way imaginable. Like he I don't know how he figured it out. It's his mom.
Yeah.
But because she's smart too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's literally making his own mayonnaise.
Wow.
I went to his house for tacos tacos don't have mayonnaise. No, this was a pork butt that he smoked. And I went over for lunch and he was just made his own barbecue sauce and, you know,
wow. The whole thing. These kids.
So he's doing great. Lily is she graduated from Lipscomb in May, first fashion merchandise degree.
Mm-hmm.
With a minor in business and a minor in art, like drawing art. She's getting her MBA. She's starting her MBA in the fall.
Wow.
Okay, so what about Levi? What's going on with Levi?
Okay, so Levi is, he's interning at the church this summer in our student department. He's at in Chicago right now on a mission trip, and he'll be a junior at Union in the fall.
Okay, wow.
Majoring in business.
God, and, can you believe they're going to be juniors? Because I think that with Caroline, I'm like, how did that happen?
Halfway done.
Yeah, crazy.
Does she still have her same guy?
She does. Yeah, same guy. Same guy. I know. He's a yell leader this year. He's going to be one of those guys in white on the sidelines.
Does that mean he won't have the dog?
No, he doesn't have, you only have the dog for 1 year. So you only have the dog for a sophomore year. And then he went out for yell leader and got it. So he's going to be a yell leader this year.
How fun. I mean, football around the corner. What is a better life than the life they're living right now?
Listen, I can't, when yesterday, was it yesterday or 2 days ago that it was 50 days till college football season? And I thought, there is my reason to live. I can persevere. I can make it through because it's almost here.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Sophie.
Yes.
Is Alex having as much fun as he looks like he's having?
He's having a great time. He's so ready to go back to school. And I think he's going to move in. I don't know. If they open the dorms at 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning, he will be there at 6:01. He's living with the same guy next year that he roomed with this past year, his friend Jackson, who's from outside of Houston. And he's just, he loved it so much. And he's had a great summer. It's been great to have him home, but
he's ready.
He's ready.
He'll be a sophomore, right?
He'll be a sophomore.
Yeah. That first summer has some adjustments.
Yeah, it does. You know, it does. I thought about that last night, like just the number of towels, the amount of laundry, the way that increases is significant. But it hasn't been bad. It really hasn't. He's been working at Chick-fil-A, which is where he worked last summer. And so, you know, he's been there a lot and he kind of, you know, he's pretty responsible, but it's just, yeah, just the presence of another person in the house. You don't even realize how much you get used to it once they're gone, and then they come back in and you have to readjust, but it's been fun.
Hey, we are following Perry and Mel's footsteps. We're going to Montana in about a week and a half.
Oh yeah. Okay. I was wondering when y'all were going. So in a week and a half, listen, what a great time to get away. I wish I was going in a week and a half.
Listen, we cannot wait. And I have been the most boring dad in terms of vacations. It's like, well, let's go to the beach this year.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the beach this year. So this is the first year, like, we're breaking trend. Mm-hmm. And I have this friend, I think I told you, Mel, her name is Allison. I grew up with her. We knew each other, but we became friends in driver's ed my sophomore year in high school. Did y'all have to take driver's ed in school?
Yes, we did. Yes. And I just want to interject this, by the way. If Travis ever becomes your friend, here's what you can count on. He will be your friend in 40 years.
Right.
Because the number of people in Travis's life that he's like, you know what? I met them in my math class when I was in third grade.
Listen,
I was in a play with this person when I was in seventh grade, and we've stayed very close ever since.
Uh-huh. It's true. I don't know why I love it, but she is a dear friend, and we were in student council together. I mean, that was our first.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I sang in her wedding.
Yes, she did.
She was an event coordinator at Living Proof Live in Boone. Anyway, and she also.
You were present at the birth of her children.
Our kids are kind of the same age. Uh-huh. And also, let me tell you this. She and her friends, I mean, they might be the biggest Big and Boo listeners you have.
Oh,
and
that's so funny. Okay.
Like, and that's they're so sweet about it. And they, she has a story about during COVID, they would get together and, like, I don't know, sit on porches and listen to y'all.
Oh.
I mean.
Like the old timey radio hour.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, and I love that.
Yeah. She's a dear friend. So anyway, she and her family have a place up there. And so we're staying there, and she's showing me the ropes between her list and your list, Melanie, and trying to figure out how to spend a week up there and do all the right things.
You're going to love it. I think the Shankles are going to go back every year. I think that's going to be our new, like, that's just where we go, because we've never done a vacation that we all loved as much as this one. Like, it had something for all of us. Like, Perry was in his element. He even said yesterday, we were laughing because we were like talking about just if we were to win, because the lottery is up to whatever, which we don't play the lottery, but we were like, what would we do? And he's like, oh, we'd go buy a ranch in Montana. Like, we loved it so much. And we even said, like, this is the first time ever that Perry was like, can you imagine going to the beach this summer? That sounds terrible. Like, like we've become mountain people. We are now mountain people. So
you are. Makes me so happy. Yeah,
like we'll do it over. Like y'all are going to love it. You've just never been somewhere so beautiful. Like, and it feels so good. And it's like, I'm like, I would be a better person if I lived up there. I just would.
When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. Stamps.com gets it because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money. So you can focus on your business knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates.
Stamps.com is a stress-free solution. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
Set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
Okay, I have a question though.
Yeah.
So we're staying at my friend's place, but not the first two nights. We're coming in a couple of days early, and so I made a reservation at a condo, like right at the West Yellowstone entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
I just happened to notice my VRBO reservation this morning and it said, note, this unit is not air conditioned.
Oh, okay. I would assume you're going to be fine. You know, I just got back from Breckenridge and nothing there is air conditioned.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Are most things not?
Most things are not. Yeah. And you can usually kind of open up your windows. I mean, you know, when we were there, we stayed in a tent and it was 28 degrees. So it's great.
Was this the glamping portion?
It was the glamping portion, which I do not recommend. yeah, I think you'll be fine with no air. It's just no air hits different there is what I'm telling you. It's like, You're like, well, this is amazing that I can have no air.
I'm just seeing that the coming days, like it's a high of like 94 and 95 a couple of days.
Oh,
and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, that may be a little rough. I don't know.
Unseasonably warm.
That is seasonably warm. I would still want a fan. Like I would inquire about the fan situation because, you know, You need to have that air moving, even if it's cool. But the nights really do cool down there.
Okay.
And it's a dry heat, let me say, Travis.
I'm not really worried about me. I'm worried about my family. I'll be fine. I'll probably have a jacket on.
Yes. Yes. No, but that is hot. And I do feel like there was something there, maybe because you're so cool in the mornings, but when the sun comes out, it feels like the sun is intense there.
Me out. It wouldn't let me back in. It kept saying it was waiting. I was waiting for the host to let me in.
And you're like, I am the host.
And I am the host. And so I finally realized I had to log back in. But the last thing I heard was you saying it was supposed to be 95 degrees and Melanie saying you're going to need a fan. That was the last thing I heard.
That was a good place. I thought, oh, she just hung up because she's mad at me because she's going to be wearing a hoodie.
It's like that. No, it's like that time when we were on whatever, on iMessage or whatever, way back when we first knew each other.
Yeah.
And Melanie and I thought you got mad at us and left.
Whatever. Yeah. We really panicked. We had full on panic.
Oh my gosh. Well, welcome back, Sophie.
Yeah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I guess, is it time for, because Travis is going to join us for Five Favorites. Is it time to get into Five Favorites?
It probably is. It probably is.
I think let's jump into Five Favorites. Mel, you want to kick us off with your five?
Yes.
And with Travis's five?
Sure. Do you want me to do all of my five and then Travis's? Or are we going back and forth?
What's the spirit say? What do you feel like? Hello?
We lost Sophie again.
Golly.
I'm here. I'm here.
I mean, I see her.
She's still listed.
Oh, hello. Okay. No, there you are. There you are.
You're there.
I'm just gonna be quiet.
It's your tone of voice when you said, "Oh my gosh!" Right then, there was no hope in it. It was so despondent.
She was done. She's done with life. Like,
I'm done.
There was a little bit of a shake. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It keeps throwing me out. I don't know, it's not my internet. My internet's fine. It's just that Riverside keeps throwing me out. Weird. And I'm going to fill out some sort of survey when I finish this and let them know about it.
They're going to hear from you.
Yep. A strongly worded email.
That's right.
Can you help me?
Is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Yes, I have five favorites. I'll run down mine and then let Travis run down his. How about that? Okay. Is that good?
That sounds great.
Okay, here are my five favorites. I'm going to go fast. Number one, I have been in need of a new razor. This is a whole long story. I used to use Dollar Shave Club. Then they changed their razor blades. So I discovered the Flamingo razor. I ordered it on Amazon. I really like it. It's a great razor if you need something. And I like it because it doesn't have that super little gel strip that gets all gooey when it's in the shower.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? This. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Do you get like the one count? What do you get?
I got like the kit that came with like the razor and then like the four blades or something like that.
Okay. So, add to cart.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. My next thing, you know how I love my self-tanner. I have tried many different kinds. Here's my new favorite. It's the Loving Tan 2-Hour Express self-tanner. The 2-hour is key here because I cannot walk around in that self-tanner for 6 hours. It feels gross to me. I'm going to sweat. I'm going to get wet. I can't do it. So the 2-Hour Express is genius because it's a 2-hour commitment, which I can do. And then you can shower and then it continues to develop and you have a great golden brown tan. I love it.
Do you wear your tanning dress
when I do wear my tanning dress when I, yes. And even Perry knows now. He comes in and he sees me. He's like, "Oh, you're tanning." I'm like, "I am." Yeah. So my tanning
dress. Melanie has a tanning dress, Travis. It's reserved specifically and only for tanning.
Yes.
And you wear, okay.
Uh-huh. It's just a black loose fitting dress that I can put on so it doesn't wipe off any of the self tanner. So
gotcha.
Travis is like, that's more than he ever needed to know.
I didn't know that a tanning dress was a need in life. I mean, that's informative.
Yeah, I didn't either until about 3 years ago, but it is. So, okay, the next thing, I ordered these and I love them. They're American Eagle. They're the Dreamy Drape High Waist Wide Leg Jeans. So they're like little cargo pants.
These are so cute. Did you get the jean jeans?
I did get the jean jeans and I love them because they're not your typical, like the cargo pocket isn't like a bulky pocket. It's just a little slit, but they hang and they're this super lightweight denim material. So they feel more like pants, but they're the denim look, but they're really lightweight and they're super soft.
What are you wearing with them? What kind of top situation do you have going on with these jeans?
I've been wearing like just little t-shirts, I have these like little linen tanks from Gap and I do like a half tuck with those, or I'll just wear them out, or I've got some, you know, any kind of top that just hits that like right at like my hip. I'll just put that on with it. So it's just a whole thing. But you need something a little shorter, I feel like, because they're so wide leg.
Yes. Yes. Very cute.
I love them. They're super cute. The next thing, this is the one thing I ordered from the Nordstrom sale because I don't buy into the Nordstrom sale hype like I used to. But Gully had these on in Breckenridge and I was like, those are so cute. And she was like, they're so soft. And it's the Zella Live-In Pocket Joggers.
I love a Zella jogger.
Listen, they're so good because they're lightweight. They're super soft. They're just like a good all year round jogger, like perfect for like traveling or running errands or whatever. If you don't want like a full on sweatpant, but you like the jogger look. And I like that they're fitted, but they're not too fitted. So they don't look sloppy.
Very cute.
Yeah. Thank you. And then my last thing, this goes into what I'm listening to, but I saved it for this. When we were in North Carolina, I was really like trying to find like what I wanted to listen to write. And I was struggling, because my thing is I can't listen to something that I know all the lyrics to. Like, it has to be something that's not going to get in my head. But I discovered I love Olivia Georgia's music, and there's an Olivia Georgia radio on Spotify.
I just knew you were saying Olivia Newton-John. Sorry.
If only.
In my head, you said Olivia Newton-John. Yeah,
that would also be good, but Olivia Georgia radio on Spotify is the perfect mix of like just beautiful music and some instrumental stuff and some acoustic stuff. And it's just all really pretty. And it's a good soothing playlist if you are looking for something in that genre.
Okay. Nice. I'm adding this right now to my Apple Music.
Okay. Olivia Georgia.
I don't know Olivia Georgia, but we're about to get acquainted.
Big fan. Big fan.
Okay.
I don't know. Excellent. Her
either. Oh, you don't? Well, Trav, you need to listen. She's got a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Trav, what are your five favorites?
Hold on, I'm eating my salt.
Oh, what? Okay, tell us
why
about the salt.
Salt? What, what's the deal with the salt? I heard a container open of some sort.
Which I don't know why I do it. Angela tells me to do it. So she sent me to work with a container of very thick, coarse salt. And she says,
Himalayan salt? Flaky salt?
Probably, kind of salt? probably.
Okay.
It's salty. I eat a little pinch of it and then drink an entire bottle of water. So there's something, I don't know. I'm going to admit that I did the husband version of listening, that thing where she told me and I didn't absorb the details. Right, I just did what she said. Uh-huh. I thought it's enough that I'm just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care to understand.
Gotcha. Okay.
It has something to do with how salt helps water do what it needs to do in your body better.
Okay.
Because it's all about water's not enough anymore. You need electrolytes and magnesium. You need a lot of other stuff. Yeah. We know that.
Yes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. We do. And you know what? We probably need all that stuff. Well, never mind. Let's not even get into that because of our wacky, horrible. Like, how many things do we eat that didn't exist 100 years ago? That's the question.
Listen, that's the podcast that we need to do next time.
Yes. Right.
That's the thing that we need to talk about next time, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So there probably is some undoing that happens to do, that needs to happen with our doing.
Yes.
Anyway, I do what she says because she's smart. Okay, my five things are boring and they're also expensive. I've got two things on here, but I'm like, people are going to think I'm a high roller and I'm not.
That's okay.
It's okay. Listen, Travis. We just want to hear what you like. And
okay, here's something that I like.
Or not buy it.
Here's something I like. Okay. So about 6 years ago, there was this sweet couple. They kind of adopted us when we lived in Jackson. They just took it upon themselves to be our parents. And they would always get us Christmas gifts and birthday gifts. And they got me, they had a son that worked at Barney's or something in New York.
Okay.
For Christmas, she got me this shower gel set, and the brand was Molton Brown.
Mm-hmm. This is David's favorite, by the way.
No kidding. Are you lying to me?
No, he loves it. He loves
Molten it. Molton Brown is amazing.
Yeah, he loves it.
So when I was just in New York a couple of weeks ago, I was walking down the street, and lo and behold, there was a Molton Brown store.
Yes, right before you get to Central Park.
Okay, now there must be two because this one was way down south, like in Fashion District or something. But they had a flavor. They had a scent that had been discontinued that was my favorite of all time, and I bought it up. Anyway, I'm going to say Molton Brown shower gel is a good thing for the guy on your list, and you can find it affordably if you go to like Off Fifth. Or even Amazon will have some links to some little tester size ones. You can buy a little pack of like 10 tester size, which is what I do. That's number one. Number two, I know y'all have talked about this because I remember listening and you said, when I make this, you were talking about making party mix and you said, I use Dots pretzels.
Yes.
Yes.
And I thought that. I'm gonna earmark that in my life.
Okay.
And I ran across Dots pretzels, and they've changed my life.
Have you tried the cinnamon sugar?
Listen, I've tried them all. Okay. I love the cinnamon sugar, but the one that trumps them all for me is the honey mustard.
Oh, so good. The best delicious. Honey mustard. Yes.
Delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. So good. Okay. Number three, This is another high roller thing, but for my birthday, Angela gave me some Vuori.
Yes, the best.
Pants.
The best of all the athleisure.
Have y'all talked about that?
Oh, yes, we have. Melanie likes their leggings. I like their Sunday joggers.
Okay, I got some kind of jogger that is just like borderline to pajama-like, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's so
good. They're so soft. I'm like, I feel inappropriate wearing these, even though they're completely appropriate.
That's right.
It's just like, I shouldn't be this comfortable in public.
Really good stuff. Yeah, and it wears and washes so well.
It washes beautifully.
It really
just
does.
It launders beautifully. It does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next thing I was just going to say, this is a favorite because I have been without it this summer. I don't love baseball as much as I love basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of a dead time in sports.
Yeah.
Except that we just had 2 weeks of Wimbledon that I was obsessed with every day of the 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just going to say that Get Up is still my favorite show. It's coming back. Football season's coming. And Mike Greenberg and Dan Orlovsky, they're the goats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my five favorites and always will be.
Yes.
Okay.
And Get Up is on ESPN.
Get Up is on ESPN, 7 to 9 Central.
And, yes. And Travis got to go to ESPN when he was in New York a couple of weeks ago.
Well, now that you mention it.
And see the behind the scenes.
Oh, that's so fun.
And I got to meet Mike Greenberg, who is like my, he's like my Oprah, my Bono, my whatever. Like, I've listened to him for 23 years at some portion of every week of my life. And I also met Sneaky Hembo. Do you know Paul Hembokitis, who does the...
Only because you've told me about him.
Yeah. And we met. He came to my concert. He brought his parents. I met his wife.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's your last one? That was four, right?
Well, I'm looking at a couple here. I had William Beckman on my list. I had Nathan Knuckles on my list.
Okay.
You
can count those as five and six if you want to.
Well, listen, I was going to say we're watching Jury Duty and it's pretty entertaining.
Okay. I've heard it is. I haven't seen it yet, but everybody I know who has watched it loves it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So it can be a little slow. And I was telling Melanie when we lost you for a minute that,
which time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night, Angela and I were watching one and there was just like, there was such a gross graphic thing said. And we were like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? And I thought, I'm going to lose Angela. But then nothing else like that happened. So I'm hoping we're not sailing into some kind of like inappropriate world. But
okay,
it's really entertaining. And the whole concept is kind of like if you grow, I love The Truman Show. It was one of my favorite movies of all time. And to watch this kind of play out in real life, it's really interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Trav, I think you did a great job.
I thought you did a lovely job.
Thanks.
Those are great five favorites.
Thanks.
Yes.
Congrats. You did a great job.
And listen, as we wrap up, does Neil Diamond have anything at all to say?
Oh, yes.
Hey, do you know that there's a Broadway show about his life? Did we talk about that last time?
No, but I do know, and I haven't seen it, but I'm aware. Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, should I?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Should you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even know the treasure.
That's right.
Maybe I'll call him today.
It's my favorite thing ever. Ever.
They'll say, who is this? And I'll go, hello again. Hello.
So good. So, so good.
Y'all are the funnest. Y'all are so fun.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, you're so fun. Listen.
I got to tell you, I can't go anywhere. Like when I go out on ministry to our Living Proof Lives or whatever, I get called Fry Daddy everywhere I go.
Oh, I love that.
They're like, Fry Daddy. I'm like, oh, we're friends. That instantly makes me know. It's a friend.
Yeah.
Well, we always love having you on. And I'm sorry that, well, our audio always goes south in some way. I'm just sorry today that I was the culprit. But
oh, who cares? I mean, if we were slick, it would be awful.
That's exactly right. So if you know what I was thinking, like we were talking about how once Travis becomes your friend, we've all been friends long enough that it's almost like we were his friends in algebra in high school. You know what I mean?
Driver's Ed.
That's it.
He didn't even know. He didn't even know when he messaged us years ago that we'd be like, and here we are.
That's right.
Almost 20 years later, we still make you come be on the podcast.
And you still have to be on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. You're our favorite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best of friends.
Yes. What a gift. All
right. Well, thanks, Trav. We love having you here. Come back anytime.
Well, thank you. I love y'all.
All right.
We'll talk to you.
Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to you. Bye, y'all. Bye.